Here is the latest from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. The Bears were on the practice field Monday getting ready to face Houston for the first time since making final cuts Saturday afternoon. They continued to make roster moves over the weekend by signing offensive lineman Josh Sitton to a three-year deal. Sitton is a three-time Pro Bowler and spent the past eight seasons with the Green Bay Packers.
At the end of the day, you know, a guy that's all of a sudden a free agent and there is a lot of interest. You know, it's probably more about what he thought as far as the decision. I think it might have been entertaining about staying in the division. I think that might have been entertaining to him. But all in all, I think it was a good deal for everybody, and I think he chose wisely.
I wanted to get the decision made yesterday or today as quickly as I can. I wanted to get to where I was going, be able to learn the offense, be able to jump in right this week. So, you know, the longer it took, you know, the harder it would have been to learn the offense. So.
Bears also signed kicker Connor Barth, who worked with head coach John Fox when he was in Denver. Barth has appeared in 83 NFL games over seven seasons and replaces Bears veteran kicker Robbie Gold, who was released Sunday night. Gold spent his entire 11-year career with the Bears.
I mean, to be able to do what he's done in these conditions for so long is just amazing. And, I mean, like I said, I'm just trying to come in and just be me and hopefully help this team win.
What I want to emphasize is the respect that we have for Robbie Gold and everything he's done for this franchise. But I also want to challenge ourselves, and I want to challenge our organization, our scouts, and our coaches to always be looking to improve.
In other roster moves, the Bears signed tight end Logan Paulson and claimed center Eric Cush and cornerback Cravon LeBlanc off of waivers. Don't forget, you can track all of the Bears roster moves anytime at ChicagoBears.com.